I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Mamma Mia, the musical based on the songs of ABBA, returns to the IU Auditorium this Friday for a three-day run. Our guest is Stephanie Linge, ensemble member, understudy, and also IU class of 1992. Stephanie, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, you're part of the group on this particular tour. You've actually come back to Bloomington at least once since graduating, but tell us a little bit about your experiences at IU.
Oh, gosh, I had a great time at IU. I was there for 4 years, and got to do some great, great work in the theater department and the opera department. Got great training and went right out in the world and started working. And so it's been one of my favorite places, and I am so excited to see it again. I can't wait.
ABBA's hits really were in the 70s, the decade when you were born. How do they wear in terms of the of your own experience of them? And what ages do you see them affecting audiences?
Well, the amazing thing is I look out in the audience every night during the finale, which we call the Mega Mix. And we have families who are out there. We have daughters, their mothers, their mothers. We have three generations of women out there dancing and all singing the lyrics, and it surprises me every time. I love how the music and has just percolated through the generations. People know this music that I would never have guessed know it. It's amazing.
There was a recent movie of Mamma Mia. To put it kindly, it got mixed reviews with a couple of fine actors being taken to task. Do you think that the movies actually hurt in terms of the show, or do you think that when people come to the show, they say, gee, that's the way it really should be?
Oh, no, the movie certainly didn't hurt the show. The movie had a really big strike going against it in that it's a movie, and there is nothing like live music. As wonderful as the movie was, especially in certain areas, it just can't capture the excitement and the thrill of that live music, that band, those people singing straight to you. And no movie musical, as fantastic as they are and as amazing as they are to watch, I love being able to see the Greek islands, them being on a sailboat. I mean, gosh, I wish we could do that. But you just can't capture the excitement of live theater in a movie.
Now, I mentioned that you're an ensemble member. You described yourself as being one of the crazy Greek ladies, but you also understudy one of the major actors. And who were you in the movie?
Well, I was one of those crazy Greek ladies running around singing Dancing Queen with all the leads. And I actually understudied two parts in this show. I understudied Donna, who was played by Meryl Streep, and I also understudied Rosie, one of her crazy friends, who was played by Julie Walters.
As you develop the show, as it works out from the group at the beginning, and then the mystery actually arrives and is worked out, how do you like the way the arc of the show works in terms of the audience's excitement and involvement?
Oh, I think it's wonderful. I'm always surprised when I see a jukebox musical, and this was actually the first jukebox musical. This is why we have so many of them, because this worked so well. A show like this that took pre-existing music and took a wonderful script and then melded the two together. It's really quite amazing what a wonderful story arc we actually do have in this show. And people really care. I mean, people in the audience are emotionally involved with us, and it's an amazing journey every night to watch it happen.
We've been talking with Stephanie Linge, a member of the cast of Mamma Mia and IU Class of 1992. Mamma Mia comes to the IU Auditorium for performances Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, with 8 o'clock evening performances and 2 o'clock matinees on Saturday and Sunday. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.